an interview with Rob Fraser on a new book for nurses on social media best practices. If that's what you're looking for, you found it. It's The Nursing Show. Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the program. We have a lot of good stuff coming up with an interview with Rob Fraser, who wrote the book The Nurse's Social Media Advantage, which I have to say is a really good read. I contributed like a paragraph of commentary to this, but I'm not just saying that because I have been featured in some way in this book. It is a great look at how you, the nurse, can use social media, get more involved with different types of social media, and really examines social media from a nursing and healthcare standpoint. And Rob's done a great job, so we're going to be interviewing him coming up here in just a bit. I do want to remind you, though, that, of course, there'll be links to how you can pick up this book, links to Rob's site, and a lot more, all available for you over at nursingshow.com. So head over to nursingshow.com. You'll find a link for the show notes right at the top of the page. Click on that link, and you'll find the most recent episode there listed first, and you can go down and find other episodes as you scroll back in time and find the episode you're looking for. But you'll be able to find links to everything discussed on this show. And I'm really looking forward to getting into that segment I interviewed earlier and recorded earlier with Rob. Do also want to remind you to send those emails in. Get in contact with me by email at nursingshow@gmail.com. I love to hear from you, and there's been a lot of great comments and suggestions coming in recently. I make an effort to try to respond back to every single email I get. So whether you're a student, an existing nurse, or someone just interested in what goes on in nursing, don't hesitate to send me an email and just touch base. Let me know what you think of the show, or just with a general comment or a suggestion. Always want to hear from you. So definitely do that. I want to welcome also allnurses.com back to support us as a bandwidth sponsor. So I just want to encourage you, whenever we have a sponsor here on the show, you know, continue to support bringing The Nursing Show to you free here every week by just taking a few minutes and supporting our sponsors, visiting their sites. You can visit nursingshow.com and click one of the links to a sponsor, or go ahead and check out their site. And of course, allnurses.com, heck, you don't need a reason to visit that. It is, I think, the premier place for discussions on all things nursing online. So I want to thank Brian Short and the rest of the gang over at allnurses.com for helping out with that. Finally, you're going to catch up with me this week. If you're in Chicago, I'll be attending the NTI 2011 conference. That's for the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, the AACN conference in Chicago. Next week, I'll be in town Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you want to catch up, we're going to try to set up a tweet up or some kind of a meetup early Tuesday evening. There's an evening activity for the AACN conference later on, but maybe we can get together at happy hour and meet up. And I hope that if you're in town, you'll make an opportunity to come by and see me. So follow the Twitter feed, twitter.com/podmedic or facebook.com/podmedic, and I'll try to post details over there. Or you can also check out the Nursing Show fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/nursingshow. So let's jump on into that interview. I recorded it yesterday, actually, with Rob, and he's been just super busy. He's wrapping up his graduate program for nursing and getting his MSN. He's up in Ontario, Canada, and he's also an author of one of the best, I think, books addressing healthcare and social media, and that is Rob Fraser and the Nurse's Social Media Advantage. And you can find that on Amazon. There'll be a link in the show notes, or if you're signed up for the newsletter, you can get that there. But let's jump into that interview I recorded with Rob yesterday. Rob, thanks for joining me and coming back here on The Nursing Show. And let's talk a little bit about your book. This is really exciting.
So the book, as you said, it's The Nurse's Social Media Advantage. So it actually is an independent book. It's part of a series called The Nurse's Advantage. So I'm coming in writing the third book in that series. And the first was about communication and etiquette were the first two books. And this one's kind of tacking on to the same format of the series, which is a basic kind of question and answer about a certain kind of topic and how it relates to nurses and how they can use it in their career. So that's kind of the basic overview of the book, and it really comes out of a similar space to what Jamie's been doing. Is I've been working in online kind of use of social media, digital tools, but instead of kind of just consuming content that I was seeing in other areas, I was kind of frustrated by the lack of content and use of these tools within nursing. So I've been trying to work and kind of engaging healthcare organizations, nursing schools in using these tools. So out of that few years of experience, I was approached to actually create a resource, and this is what it ended up turning into.
Well, it's a pretty fascinating read. You know, and it's not like there's things, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, Rob, and I have to say there's stuff in here that I didn't know about some aspects of social media. And also, what I really liked was, you know, there's tons of social media books out there, but, you know, this is the first one I've seen written by a nurse, and it shows. I mean, there are things in here that would only occur to a nursing professional, and the way you bring really commonplace problems and issues that were seen in social media and bringing them around and saying, this is how you can apply this to your nursing profession, how you can apply it to nursing care, and how this can affect and improve both your own professional development, but also your interactions with your patients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was one of the most kind of fun parts of writing this book, but also just kind of working in this space. There's tons of tools out there, but only you as a professional can kind of understand how it could potentially relate to your practice. Even within nursing, I can't really even begin to fathom all the different ways that it could be used by public health nurses or community health nurses and acute care nurses. Everyone has a little bit different need for communication and networking and research collaboration, but it's our kind of duty as professionals to look at what those tools are and start to adopt them. So a real pleasure about writing this book was to give a bit of difference in the traditional thinking about social media. A lot of it is actually kind of focused on marketing, and it comes from that type of sphere of just getting your content out there, which is really not why I've been that interested in social media. It's fun to talk about it in perspective of how to use this as a knowledge expert, as someone that has peers that are working on similar problems, but you're separated by space, time, geography, things like that. And instead of just being about pushing out your message, it's about kind of making those types of connections. It's about being able to share resources, because I'm from Canada, but I'm sure this is probably very similar in the States, is you have tons of different great healthcare organizations and educators and managers and individuals within those organizations working on tools. But then someone else, a few like kilometers down the street, or miles in your case, or across the state or across the country, ends up having to develop and create some of those tools because of the way that we don't necessarily share that knowledge. So it's kind of fun to consider how these tools can really be used to accelerate the knowledge sharing, the building of the nursing profession, and the improvement of healthcare. So that was really a lot of kind of fun to... I read a lot of these communication books, but it wasn't getting at the right kind of things, because I don't care too much about marketing, but I did really care about how I could use this as like a knowledge professional, because there's tons of different ways that it can impact your career and your ability to research or your ability to learn and connect with others.
Well, and I like how each chapter, you know, covers a distinct part of the social media space, but also that each chapter has actual things to do, all right? And not just, you know, it's not make work, but it's really practical tips and applications to go and try out these social media applications yourself as a nurse in the healthcare field.
Yeah, that was a big part of my thinking for social media. It felt really ironic to be writing a book about social media, because it's kind of anti-theoretical to like a lot of the ideas of social media, is that you should just be creating videos and doing more engaging content. But at the same time, there is a use and a value to books. But if I didn't want to write a chapter and then someone just to continue on to read the next chapter, I wanted them to at least stop and read some exercises to think about what are the things that were just talked about and how does that actually apply to like behavior? Like, what does that actually mean? Because you can read a lot of interesting ideas, but if it doesn't translate into some sort of action or something that you can actually do, then it's just a bit of entertainment and it won't really change anything for you. So that's why I really wanted to kind of include those exercises, and just to get people actually involved in at least thinking about how this can be used in their specific case. And like you said, each kind of chapter has a bit of a theme to it. And it was pretty hard. I had the pleasure of working with Sigma Theta Tau International, but they had a kind of tight deadline that I was given. So I had about 6 months and I was away for the summer. So I really had about 3 months to finish up the whole project. So I really had to kind of create a flow to the book. And Jamie also mentioned that I included short bits from other nurses, because that was one of the challenges for me, is I had a really tight deadline, so I couldn't actually go through the process of handing out chapters and waiting for it to come back.
Right.
But I tried to really kind of give a little bit of a theme to each chapter and then move through it quickly, but also to highlight how other people are doing work that relates to it. Because I think that's a great part about social media, is it's not a unique idea that I've had. There's lots of people who are applying and using these tools and experimenting in different ways. And so I really wanted to kind of grab a selection of some of the people that I always look to and use in talks as examples.
How hard was it for you to find those collaborators? I mean, obviously, you've been in the social media space for a while, and you and I have known each other. But you know, there were people in there, some of whom I recognized, some of whom I didn't. And it was really neat to see that you pulled these disparate resources together. Was it difficult that you get the? Did you get a positive response from everybody you talked to?
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually it was very easy to get collaborators. The difficult part really was trying to get people involved early enough when I was still working out all the seams and the interconnections, and trying to give them the general idea of what I was going for in the chapter and like where I'd kind of plug it in so it would make sense within the book, when I didn't have the chapter to be like, this is where your information is going to go, write something related to this chapter and it fits in this model. So that was a bit of a challenge. Okay. But at the same time, being in this space, you're able to meet so many people, and I've been looking at individuals and how they were acting out the things that I was trying to communicate in those different chapters, and that's why I was trying to kind of selective about who I chose for the different chapters, because I felt that they fit really well. Like for the chapter on privacy, I got someone who was doing some anonymous blogging, because I felt it was just kind of really clearly linked, just those concerns about patient information and things like that. So I did try to link that up, but that's the amazing part about all these online tools, is you can connect so much further than someone who is just my second year out of nursing school. Like the network that I have in nursing is much bigger than would be ever possible if I didn't have these tools.
What's one of the things that maybe you discovered? I know, as a creator, as a writer, and a person who creates audio and video content, part of the creative process is really that you discover things along the way in the process of assembling something like a book or a project that you may be were surprises to you. Was there something like that that came up as you wrote the book? Some things you discovered about social media that were surprising, or perhaps aspects in which you applied social media rules and tenets to nursing and patient care? Oh, stumper question.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think the challenging part is just like the switch to a different form of media, and writing is not one that I'm comfortable with. And I talk about a little bit about that in one of the books, is you can really choose what you feel most comfortable with. Like, I'm guessing, Jamie, you might not like be the biggest fan of writing, similar to me. And that's why I at least went to video and interviews and things like that, because I really like verbal connections and communication.
Yeah, it's easier to sit down, for me at least, to sit down and just start talking. I mean, I write reasonably well, I think, but it's not something that, we all have to pick our things that we're best at or feel most comfortable doing.
Exactly. And I think it was moving into a medium that I was less comfortable with, and then having to structure things out. Because I love getting in discussions with people who are excited about social media to those that are extremely skeptical. And I always find that kind of back and forth dialogue exchange, figuring out where people are at, really interesting, and then being able to explain and work back from where they are to get them to understand my perspective or to move forward. Whereas writing a book, it was really challenging to sit down and be like, all right, this is the absolute order that I'm going to arrange things in, because it's so interconnected. And if you can't just continue to learn and add more, it can be a bit of a challenge, because this, you could probably relate to this, is there's different types of tools that you can automatically send out a tweet, and it'll also put a short link, so that's something that shrinks the URL, but it'll also let you track how many people click on it.
Right.
So when I think about something like that, I was just like, how do I even begin to put that into a traditional book. Like, right. I could explain that in an article online and then put links to all the different pieces. So if you don't explain a word, you just kind of jump to it. But like, where does that fit into a book? And that becomes much, much more complex. So it's just a struggle of having to like sit down and go through it in a somewhat logical order and keeping it really simple. And that's what I really try to do with this book. And the publishers were they helped me keep on simplifying it and keeping it basic enough that any nurse can kind of pick it up, read it, and not be too intimidated. But then the nurses who are using a lot of technology, they get more kind of exposure to how can they use it professionally, how can they use it to advance their careers, which they might not be thinking about yet.
What do you say to those nurses or those organizations in healthcare that are afraid? I don't want to say afraid because it makes it seem like they're ignorant, but they are cautious, perhaps is a better word, of social media and engaging in that process when you have patient information, when you have need to protect confidential data. And yet you have patients that are very heavily involved in that space and you need to communicate with them. I think one of the things I take away from just being a nurse in general is it's not about me, it's about the patient. So therefore, I have to communicate with the patient and reach them in the manner that they're most comfortable. If it's a kid texting or a person on Facebook or somebody on Twitter, if that's the most comfortable way for them to get good information, we need to be involved.
Yeah, and I think I definitely don't give too many solutions about how nurses should go about communicating or like directly with patients. I think that's still really challenging, but I think absolutely we need to at least be participating and understanding the technologies and how they're being used, and definitely increasing the amount of quality health information that's put out there and the referral to those more appropriate service providers, appropriate resources that are actually kind of backed by some sort of evidence or like dependable, because people are going online to find answers. They are increasingly relying on advice from other people, not just kind of traditional healthcare providers. So I think it is trying to work with healthcare organizations and explaining that, yes, this is a tool, but it's a tool like any other that needs to be kind of balanced, the risks and the potential benefits. Because if they don't kind of consider how it could benefit them, then they will lose out on a lot of potential. But if they don't consider the risk, they have equal as much chance as kind of ending up in a spot that they don't want to be. So just like a scalpel for a surgeon, it has some extreme risks that are carried with it. But those risks, when understood, when used properly, have the potential to do some pretty incredible things. And I think it's just the pace that technology is advancing and the different relationship that people have with it. It's not something you can necessarily see an MRI machine or a knife or a tool that you can be like, okay, that's a tool, so that has this type of use. People see technology and they hear a couple negative stories and they focus on that rather than being like, okay, well, what is this doing really well and how can we use this and what are the risks that we need to make sure that we're avoiding? So I think it's bringing that balanced perspective, because I don't think it's ignorant to say that there's no potential benefit, and I think it's ignorant to say there's no potential risk. There's definitely a middle ground that needs to be found, and if you're on either side, you're definitely putting yourself at risk. So it's really important to be able to kind of balance the two, and if you're someone that's rushing ahead in social media, you really need to consider what are the things that I need to be careful about, what are what's professional obligations, what HIPAA regulation, what employer agreements have I signed that I'm bound to follow, and what's a good kind of practical behavior to be engaging in these online tools with to make sure that you don't put yourself at risk. And if you're just ignoring all these tools, then you got to consider in a couple of years or further down in your career trajectory, where is that going to put you in regards to your kind of competitions and your peers and the people that you want to work with? Because if someone decided not to learn how to use computers 10, 15 years ago, if they want to go back to school, they're going to have a lot of challenges, submitting assignments and doing things like that. So you might not have to use them every day, but you should at least be understanding them and developing some literacies.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that came up in last year at Blog World, there was a whole social health track there. And one of the discussions between a lot of the healthcare professionals and the industry representatives in healthcare that were there was that, you know, whether we like it or not, our patients are going online and using these tools to find healthcare education to help treat their illnesses, to help find out the healthiest way to live in within certain boundaries that they're looking for. If we don't help guide them to appropriate resources, it's as irresponsible as refusing to answer a patient's question when they ask for advice on a medication or on a particular treatment in the facility. It is something that we need to be responsible enough to do. We need to make sure that we are proponents of the good information and help be some of the gatekeepers for what is good and what is bad online.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a kind of real problem sometimes of arrogance that among healthcare providers, that people should be recognizing us as experts and coming to us for information. But like you said, they don't necessarily need our permission to go online and get information. And you think about the kind of resentment that teachers or a lot of general authority figures have for tools like Wikipedia. But nothing stops them from updating an article and providing better, more balanced articles for people to be able to read. So there's now a couple of recent articles that were published actually kind of calling on physicians, calling on nurses to work on Wikipedia entries to make sure that the often number, like it's in the top five search results very often for a lot of generic kind of health terms. So if we can start to improve those, then we're going to, again, end up helping our patients, because that's one of the like key resources that they end up kind of going on to and looking up, because they are desperate for information when they find out that they have a disease that until half an hour ago or a couple days ago or maybe a week ago that they knew nothing about. And we do have the upper hand as healthcare providers. We know about all these diseases, so they're not as intimidating for us. But for those patients, when they want information, they're not going to wait a week or until you have time to see them. They're always going to be trying to figure out how can they improve their condition, because they have to go home and live with that discomfort. They have to figure out what's the balance of things they need to eat to keep their Crohn's from flaring up. What's the thing that they can do to help with their kind of chronic ailments and illnesses. So if we're not improving the content that's out there, we're almost hindering it, because we are the keepers of a lot of that knowledge.
And there's also, value in patients connecting with other patients. So there's social forums for all of these various chronic illnesses that, someone else, another patient who's had a similar problem can often answer a question that you don't have to wait to see your physician or call the nurse on the Ask a Nurse line. You can get some of those things by sharing in support groups that are just online support groups. They're no different than if you went to a meeting in your local town. It's an online support group that can be a very valuable tool.
Absolutely. Patients Like Me is a fascinating website. For those of you who haven't heard about it, it's basically the Facebook for illnesses, and it allows patients to put in their diagnosis. It started with ALS and some very chronic diseases, HIV and things like that, where you can actually put in your lab value. So you can put your viral load or your kind of deteriorating symptoms, and you can put on the medications, the amounts of the medication, and then the symptoms that you're feeling. And it would give you a beautiful kind of visual display of that. And you could kind of coordinate or kind of indicate like doing certain things made you feel better, and allowed patients to connect with large communities who were going through the exact same type of situation. And it was much more useful for them to be able to kind of connect with another patient who is 2 or 3 years ahead in their kind of progression, and be able to say what like ended up helping you, or what were some of the ways that you coped with this, because they've actually gone through that experience and they've tried some of these medications. And it is fascinating to see the way that patients are being able to support themselves. So again, going back to that, what we were kind of talking about before, if we as healthcare providers aren't looking to what's out there, then we're going to get left behind in a lot of the directions that our patients are going.
It's the truth. As you went to write this book, you said, it wasn't your most comfortable medium. You'd prefer to talk to people in other ways, but you went ahead and decided to go ahead and publish this book. What's one of the lessons you learned about writing a book? I mean, this new project that you took under your wing, and I know you're considering writing another one, so clearly it wasn't a horrendous issue or a process for you. What was one of the things you learned?
One of the biggest things I found is there's a lot of things in life that aren't comfortable, but they're not really meant to be, because they help you to push and grow and develop. And I found actually running was my big kind of stress relief, because I had this impending deadline. So for about over two months, I was just kind of writing over 1,000 words a day and just spending all day at a computer, except for when I go for a run. And I really found that anything after 10 minutes of running isn't that bad, up to about an hour. It's just this mental, like keeping yourself going. And I think a lot of things that we don't want to do, and I'm sure people in their darkest hours of nursing school or a course that they're taking, or maybe it's just a tough point in their career, that there's a lot of it is really just kind of that mentally pushing yourself to keep going through the things that you know you need to do, and you're going to end up on the other side. It's the kind of stopping or getting slowed down or trapped in that the struggles that can be hard. But I think that was one of the biggest things that I learned is so many things in life that you don't always have to or need to enjoy, but going through the process ends up being really beneficial for you, because it's not always going to be comfortable, but there's huge growth that comes out of taking on these projects that you're not comfortable with and going through these challenges to learn and develop yourself. And I think the other thing that I keep on coming back to is that writing and even project work is not always the most fun and exciting, but it really does help to sort out these thoughts, because you can always have a lot of ideas about something, but when you start to write, the deliberate act of going through and laying out information and ideas forces you to kind of develop them further than you have just kind of thinking over coffee that this is the greatest idea. It forces you to really commit to what you're trying to say and how you're trying to say it. So I really encourage anyone who can go through either, even if it's just kind of self-reflective journaling, to submitting magazine articles or even blogging. I think it's a really helpful practice to go through, is to do that journaling or writing and trying to improve the way that you can explain ideas clearly and coherently.
Yeah, so this is the book he's talking about, The Nurse's Social Media Advantage. And if you're one of those people who's learning, who wants to learn more about appropriate ways to utilize this information, to get your feet wet and dip your toe in the water of the social media pool, if you're a nurse or any other healthcare professional, I think really this is one of the books you should be going to first and foremost. Rob, where can we get this book? Is there a link on your website? Or I know it's available on Amazon and some other places.
There's definitely should be some links on my website. The other URL that I have up is sniprl.com/NSMA, so the Nurses Social Media Advantage, and that will get you to the online bookstore. It's available through Amazon and some other locations as well. So if you do pick it up, I really highly encourage you to send me a tweet, send me an email, get in touch with me somehow, because I'd love to kind of connect and share your thoughts and ideas and hear how it is useful, or any comments or feedback that you have.
And as fast as this marketplace changes, version 2.0 probably could be done in less than a year if you wanted to. So many things change in social media.
Yeah, and that's why I really started to, I tried to stick to the principles of what the overall tools were rather than picking too many specific services, because it does always change. But one of the things that I'm still shocked about is all the best social media books that I picked up and used as guidelines, very few of them actually like put the Twitter handle of the author. So that's one thing that I was really adamant about, is in the book I made sure in the opening cover under my name that it's really easy for anyone to be able to kind of quickly send me a message, because I do think these tools are a great way to kind of connect with other professionals and to share ideas about the profession online.
So we can find more about you at nurserob.com.
Yep.
And your Twitter handle is?
RDJ Fraser, Robert Douglas John Fraser, or at Nursing Ideas is the other one that I have.
Right, and that's FRASER. So I look forward to, as any time, chatting with you, Rob. It just is always great to have you here on the show. And I know you're busy with things, but we'd love to have you back on the panel sometime at Insights as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm finishing up my semester and starting in my final semester of grad school next week. So hopefully the day that it's being recorded will be a bit better this semester. And it's been great. Thanks for the interview. And I can't wait till eventually we actually connect in person.
That'll be fantastic. Thanks, Rob. And that's going to wrap up this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I want to thank Rob Fraser again for joining us. Again, you can find Rob at nurserob.com and, of course, his book, The Nurse's Social Media Advantage. I'm really Can you tell I'm promoting this book? Only because I think that you understand social media, and this is one of those books that you can put in your library, lend out to other nurses you know to help them be more comfortable with social media. So continue to take a look at what's going on here and also in places like Rob's site and the book he wrote and other things that we do in social media to try to acclimate nurses and other healthcare professionals to the social media environment so that we can get more engaged in this process. If you want to find more links to any of these things, of course, you'll find that over at nursingshow.com. You can also, of course, always email us directly. I love to hear from you. Send those emails in to nursingshow@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. And don't forget to find us on Twitter or Facebook. You can find me under the handle PodMedic, and that's facebook.com/PodMedic or twitter.com/PodMedic. And the Nursing Show fan page is easy to find, facebook.com/nursingshow. That's it. We'll go ahead and get ready to close out the show. And we'll wrap up with a PodSafe song this week from Kerry Cunningham called Single Life. Take a look to it. I think we've played it here on the show before, but if you haven't heard her music, good music, and I really enjoy listening to her. So go ahead and check it out. If you like what you hear, let Kerry know you heard it here on The Nursing Show. And there is a link there as well. If you'd like to check out her music on iTunes, you can click that link and open up iTunes and take a look at some of her other songs as well. Just so your support for these artists. That's it. I'm Jamie Davis. We'll be back soon with another episode of The Nursing Show. I'm going to be recording some special interviews at NTI in Chicago next week. So we'll have some great interviews with critical care nurses coming up soon. In the meantime, remember to stay safe and stay tuned here to The Nursing Show. Take care.
Hit the road, I said goodbye, not knowing if I'll scream or cry. I'm heading for a brand new life. I slammed that door, then cleaned the mess, slipped into my brand new dress. That red one makes me feel the best. But Wendy and Peter Pan are flying with Superman, bullets in Neverland. I'm looking straight ahead, forget single life, dancing both days.